The Kovet HaRav Shlita. I received the following email from an uncle of mine who was unfortunately quite far from Torah and Mitzvahs. How should I answer him? I have been discussing a very important issue with a young man who teaches my son Seth in his Hebrew studies. The discussion centers around the inhumane treatment of animals prior to their being butchered as kosher meat. I know that treating animals in a humane way is contemplated in the Torah, which forbids animals to suffer unnecessarily. However, why is there not an outcry by the Orthodox community against the inhumane treatment in feedlots and slaughterhouses? In feedlots, for example, animals are kept standing in tight proximity to one another and not allowed to move about. The reason for this is to allow the animal to put on fat, which raises their weight and marbleizes the meat prior to slaughter. They are dosed with hormones and antibiotics because they basically are standing, lying down, and eating in their own feces. Further, they are fed a combination of fatteners, which include urea, derived from urine, and bone meal from other cattle. But of course, this is another matter. What is the halakhic definition of inhumane as it relates to the treatment of animals, and especially these animals which are going to be killed by a shechita? As you know, there are no Jewish sections in either the slaughterhouse or the feedlots. Please do not misunderstand that this is not a discussion on the benefits of keeping kosher, but a clarification which I can only hope is being debated amongst the rabbis who interpret our modern world with the benefit of knowledge of the Torah. If you have any ideas on this subject, please let me know. Love, Uncle Steve. Anonymous from Beit Shemesh. Okay, first of all, that which is defined as Tzar Bali Chaim is only that does not serve the needs of a human being. But anything that human beings benefit from, there's no isser of Tzar Bali Chaim. However, if the human being could benefit the same way without the Tzar Bali Chaim, then obviously there is a prohibition of Tzar Bali Chaim, since it's not necessary for the needs of a human being. Animals, as well as the rest of the world, were created to serve man, and therefore there's no Bal Tashchis if one uses an animal in service of man, and there is no idea of Tzar Bali Chaim. On the other hand, even things that are tzorech ha'adam, where a person has a need or whatever, but the manner of fulfilling that need is something that's cruel. The Note of Yehuda says, for instance, hunting is something that a Jew should not do, even though perhaps one could see it and construe it as a tzorech ha'adam, a need for man, but since it's cruelty to stam hunt animals for one's pleasure, it brings to a person to cruelty, and that's prohibited. And therefore, anything that's needed for the sake of the shechita and to make it easier for a person to accomplish that, or more profitable, probably would be mutter. On the other hand, it depends how much of something that it is cruel and inhumane. And I don't know if what is described in the question is in fact the case or not. Perhaps then the need of human beings is not outweighed by the cruelty to the animal, and the same need for human beings could be accomplished in a more humane way. Even Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, little lamb nudged up to him on its way to slaughter for a little mercy. And Rabbi Yonah said, go, that's what you were created. Meaning, halachically, this is okay. But showing that insensitivity to the animal caused the punishment. So at the same time, where halachically may be okay to do things that are basically cruel to the animal, for the sake of human beings, a person has to have that sensitivity and make sure that whatever is done is absolutely necessary, and that the needs of the animal and cruelty to the animal is definitely taken in consideration and minimized as much as possible.